USA Radio News.
Most Americans blame President Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for rampant inflation plaguing the U.S. This according to a study released Tuesday. The Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey found almost 60% of people identified Biden's policies and spending as the leading contributor to rising inflation in the U.S. Biden told reporters earlier in May his administration's policies are helping, not causing, inflation and high gas prices. Detroit's mayor is denying claims being leveled against him. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan says it's nonsense he would have knowingly outed the identity of a confidential FBI informant for a federal corruption investigation. Dugan said in a press conference he did not know a confidential source was involved in the no-bid towing case. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The U.S. Supreme Court wants to find the leak. Reporter Lance Pry has the story.
Supreme Court officials are ramping up their search for the traitor of the court after passing a leaked draft opinion that leans towards overturning Roe v. Wade. Officials are requiring law clerks to provide cell phone records and sign affidavits. Some clerks say they've begun exploring the concept of hiring outside counsel. The court's moves are unprecedented and will probably find who supplied Politico with the stolen draft. A timeline by the court was not provided.
On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee is putting gun control front and center. It will consider 8 pieces of gun control legislation that will be packaged together as the Protecting Our Kids Act. It will move to the House floor for a vote next week. That move comes as President Biden told reporters Tuesday he plans to meet with Congress. His staff mentioned executive action. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Some lawmakers in D.C. say there are still lingering questions regarding COVID-19 fraud, and they want answers.
House Republicans are demanding answers about COVID tax dollars lost to fraud that the Biden administration was investigating. Ranking members sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying there were reports of fraud totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. The letter criticizing the lack of critical safeguards that could have left those funds open to improper use. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Moody's Analytics Chief Economist Mark Zandi told C-SPAN on Tuesday there's a 1 in 3 chance of a recession this year and even odds within the next 2. The prediction by Zandi comes as inflation reaches its highest level in 40 years. Investigators are trying to determine why an exterior door at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, did not lock when it was closed before a gunman used it to get inside and kill 19 students and 2 teachers. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety said investigators determined the teacher propped open the door with a rock but removed it and closed the door. When she realized a shooter was on campus, that door did not lock. The teacher has not been identified. And no verdict yet in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. The jury returns Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.